Okay, next presentation, Visual Turfgrass Quality Revisited, Bernd Leinauer, Don Van Leuven, Mateo Serena, Elena Sebastianova, Guillermo Alvarez, Ryan Gross.
Thank you, Susana. And good morning, everybody, and thank you all for coming. I'd like to present this morning a study we did in 2014 on the whole issue surrounding assessing turfgrass plots by visual quality ratings. Before I get into that study, I just want to give you a brief background why we even started this. In the years prior to 2014, we had several years of data collected on various trials. Those included three warm season and three cool season NTEP trials, and then also a mixed species drought trial, for which we collected visual turfgrass quality ratings on the usual scale, 1 to 9, and we also collected NDVI and digital image analysis. So we felt we had a very strong data set. We used the help of a statistician and compared all these values to one another, and the outcome was that the NDVI actually tracks visual quality the best. We had the highest correlation between NDVI and visual quality, then followed by the digital image analysis values. And that paper and that data set was published in Agronomy Journal and is listed here on this slide. However, the manuscript was originally rejected, and the comment from the reviewer was that in order to publish visual quality ratings, you need to have between 3 and 5 experienced raters, and then average over these raters, and that caused concern in our program because we don't have 3 to 5 experienced raters. We are a small turf program, and also there wasn't really given a justification by the reviewers why 3 to 5. I mean, again, those are large numbers, and is it 3 or is it 4 or is it 5? That makes a difference, because if I had to come up with 5 experienced, or with 5 raters, I have to bring in the janitor to help us with the rating, being a small turf program as we are. Nonetheless, we had trials in place, a drought trial, and we used that drought trial and conducted what's called a generalizability study, which is done in the social sciences to look at different assessors that conduct the trials and how these people or how these assessors compare to one another. And then you use a generalizability study and you determine the reliability or the reproducibility of the measurements that were taken under these specific conditions. And that also has been published particularly in the social sciences, and also has been applied by others in turf science. So then the question for us became, well, how many raters or replicate plots do you need in order to determine turfgrass quality to have a reliability that is sufficient for the reviewers to accept? The specific objectives in our study were, again, to determine the number of scientists necessary to achieve a reliability of 0.7 or greater. 0.7 is a reliability number that has been accepted as kind of the lower threshold. And then if you don't have these number of raters that you want to bring out, can a similar reliability be achieved by increasing replication on the plots? So we had a cool season drought trial. We had three cool season grasses, tall fescue, perennial ryegrass, Kentucky bluegrass, that amounted to a total of 24 different varieties. We had them on an irrigation gradient from 115% down to 55%. This was all laid out as a completely randomized block design. Each grass was replicated 4 times, which means every single time a raider went out, on a monthly basis, he or she rated 480 plots. And this is kind of an aerial view that shows how our drought plots looked over the course of the summer. The five raters that we came up with had varying degrees of experience. The most experienced rater had 27 years of visual rating, followed by 16, and the least experienced was a new graduate student with 1 year of experience. We rated the plots for turf quality on the scale of 1 to 9, which is has been well documented, from 1 worst to 9 best. There is was a paper by Kranz and Morris in 2007 through NTEP, and we kind of followed their protocol, which means turf quality included cover, uniformity, shoot density, leaf texture, leaf orientation, smoothness, and color. We also used collected data on NDVI. We used the GreenSeeker procedure also that's been published numerous times. Bell at Oklahoma State did a lot of work and published. And then we also used our approach from the study that I mentioned earlier. And then we used digital image analysis. Of course, Karcher and Richardson, numerous papers published. We used a light box that provided independent light source, so we were not affected by sunlight when we took digital image analysis. All of this also described in our earlier paper. And then we used what I mentioned earlier, the generalizability study. The statistical approach is as follows. We computed the reliabilities of relative decisions. Again, that's an approach published and documented numerous times in the social sciences. We used an ANOVA to calculate the variance components of the evaluator, of the irrigation, of the varieties, the replication, and then also of all the random factors. And that is an approach that in turf science was published by Horst et al. In 1984. So we kind of followed their outline. We calculated the reliability, which is the variance for each of the single plots, which are defined by irrigation, by variety, and then we also included what's called the relative error of these measurements, and the relative error is calculated from the variance components of all these random factors that I listed earlier, and of the numbers of raters that you have, and the number of evaluators or raters, and the number of replications. So those are all the values that go into this computation, and then you calculate reliability. We use SAS, and we established between 0.7 or 0.7 and 0.8 as our reliability numbers, because those are the numbers that have been reported in the literature as sufficient for most studies. There's actually one paper that says if you want to go with your reliability greater than 0.8, then that is actually not very meaningful. It's actually wasteful of time and funds. And when we go back to the computation that I showed before, we also see that this relative error can be reduced by increasing either the number of replications or by increasing the number of evaluators. So that was the one side of the study, and the other side was then we also used correlation to again determine the association between the visual quality and the ratings that the evaluators gathered and how these numbers correlated between with NDVI, dark green color index, and percent green cover. So let's look at the results quickly. When we use as 0.7, our reliability of 0.7 as our threshold, then here we see the on the y-axis the number of replications needed. And the different colored bars indicate whether it's one rater, two raters, or all the way up to five raters, and how the data came out over the months that the visual ratings were collected. And we see that actually for the majority of the time, one rater is sufficient, particularly with the four replications, most of the times even with less replication, to achieve the reliability of 0.7. That was one outcome. And mathematically, you could even determine how many raters are needed with only one replicate plots. Now, that of course is on the other side of the extreme. And while you may be able to determine that with four or five raters, you don't even have to replicate your plots anymore. But in a biological sense, that is not very meaningful. If we were to achieve a reliability of 0.8, then also for one rater, actually for 3 months out of the five, one rater is sufficient to achieve, with the four replication, to achieve a reliability of 0.8 only in July and in October. In July, actually, five replications would have been necessary, and in October, all the way up to nine. And that is actually the one rater with nine replications. That is due that to the fact that our cool season turf plots by fall have recovered from all the drought, and they all looked very uniform. So we didn't really have a big separation between the ratings, and that's why you have to increase the number of replications of your plots. So without October, again, we feel confident that one rater, even to achieve a reliability of 0.8, is sufficient. When we look at the data, how the five raters compared to one another, well, we saw that if you take the three most experienced raters that we had in our test, they all compared very well. So we have rater 1 compared to rater 2, rater 1 compared to rater 3. Those 1, 2, 3, those are the two, or those are the three most experienced ones, and the correlation coefficients are all very high. If you look at the very right column, that's the average. So we have a good correlation. Of course, when you compare the least experienced rater with the more experienced rater, then your correlation coefficient actually drops. And there is something to be said that the more experienced your rater is, the better your visual quality rating become. We also correlated the different raters with NDVI, dark green color index, and percent ground cover. NDVI measured with Green Seeker, the other one was with digital image analysis. And we saw that our most experienced rater actually, again, correlated well with NDVI, dark green color index, and percent ground cover. But the highest correlation was with NDVI. And coming back to what the reviewer said originally, that we need three to five raters, that's at the end here. When we use all five raters, the correlation didn't really increase a whole lot. So for NDVI, we increased from 0.79 to 0.81. Whether that is a meaningful and a good way of using your time and funds to increase from 0.79 to 0.1, I don't know. So in summary, we found, based on our study, that one rater and four replicate plots are sufficient to achieve a reliability of 0.7. If you want to achieve a greater than 0.7, then you need either more than one rater or more replications. The visual assessments, again, in our study of the experienced raters, were strongly correlated, and the NDVI cover and dark green color index with the visual quality is really only slightly improved if you average over five raters. Conclusions, we feel that one experienced rater is sufficient for publishing visual quality data. And I guess on a personal note, I can only say choose your term wisely when you want to publish your data. With that, I want to acknowledge all our supporting agencies and the ones that helped us with the study. And I can take questions if we have time.
One quick question.
Larry.
Did each rater also operate the NDVI, or did you have just one NDVI reading for all of the others?
No, we had one NDVI reading operated by one person. Okay.